Reigate Priory beat second-placed Weybridge by 109 runs with 11 overs to spare, increasing the gap at the top of the Surrey Premiership to 25 points. Andy Delmont made exactly 100, and Benshaw's 62 not out plus 35 from Michael Burgess were the other mainstays of an innings total of 284 for 9 in the full 66 overs. Tom Bruce from New Zealand made 79 in the Weybridge reply, but Will Hodgson 3 for 43, and spinners Luke Bevan 3 for 36 and Michael Munday 4 for 71 sealed the win. Weybridge were all out 175. Priory now top the league with 164 points. Weybridge are second on 139. Sunbury third, 111. Hawley swapped league places with previously third-placed Sheen Park, courtesy of a four-wicket win over Sheen Park at Hawley Row. Trevor Stevens, 3 for 28, and Jonathan Barnett, 3 for 35, were the mainstays of dismissing the visitors for 159. Brad Bosman's 78 set Hawley on their way, but when he was out, the home club were teetering at 111 for 6. Jonathan Barnett, 34 not out, and Ross Nell, 14 not out, saw Hawley home to claim a valuable win. The Hawley under-13s racked up 187 for 3 to beat British Tamils by 47 runs. Hawley under-12s went down by 16 runs to Southern Rail Kenley and Selsdon in their League Cup semi-final. And in a pairs game, Hawley under-10s beat Banstead by 33 runs. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead missed their chance to go top, but reduced the gap to 6 points in spite of a heavy defeat to Eastbourne at the Saffrons. Brothers Lewis and Brad Hatchett toiled, Lewis taking 5 for 103 and Brad 5 for 86 as Eastbourne ran up 274. And in the East Grinstead reply, no one managed 50, East Grinstead subsiding from 65-4-1 to 184 all out. But elsewhere in Sussex, leaders Roffey were beaten for the first time in their local derby at Horsham, who made 3-1-4 for 6 before Roffey declined to 1-4-3 all out, their first real batting failure of the season. Middleton made 2-7-4 for 5 declared, but Ifield held on for a draw at 1-9-8 for 9. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges go top after winning their top-of-the-table clash at home to Haywards Heath, who were 170 all-out, and Bridges got the runs for 4 wickets in just 31 overs, with their new sensation, Valid Ghari, 117 not out. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles, 243 for 6, comfortably beat Eastbourne 2's 116 by 127 runs. In Division 4 West, Crawley beat Horsham 2's 225 by just 6 runs, having declared on 2-3-1 for 9. Having started the game with just 8 players, 3 bowlers were stranded in traffic. Merstham beat Surrey Championship Division 5 leaders Chertsey by 5 wickets, thanks to Noman Javed's outstanding innings. The Magics persevered through the heat and, following the latecomer's arrival, kept Chertsey to 2-3-3 from 49.5 overs. The Merstham innings slumped to 18 for 3, but with support from Gus Locke, 27, and 36 from last week's third-team century maker, now first-team debutant George Chellis, Noman Javed completed his second successive unbeaten 100 at Chertsey and went to 139 not out when he hit the winning runs over the bowler's head with 8 overs to spare and 5 wickets in hand. The second team held out for a draw at home to St John Grammarians, who posted 208 with 3 each for Asim Ashraf, Mohsin Ali and Mark Beckford. In reply, Merstham prospered with Joe Benson 35 and Damian Skakil 20 making 44 for the second wicket, but 79 for 3 became 103 for 7 with only Ashraf on 31 not out, offering resistance as Merstham hung on for the draw at 153 for 9. The thirds were dismissed for 51 in 20 overs. Addiscombe raced home in 8 overs without loss. The fourth team won, though, at the ring, catching well before Addiscombe rallied from 129 for 9 to 191 for 9 declared. Merstham were 55 for 4 before captain Gopanea, 58 not out, and keeper Wood, 60, added 126 for the fifth wicket, and Nair saw the Magics home with Asif Hayat in the 41st over. If you'd like your club results, reports and news on the airwaves of Susie 103.4, please email them to me, david.j@susieradio.com.